This past week was sweeps week for the television networks. And along with countless I-Team investigations on the local news and the hours of Michael Jackson interviews, there was one story that is fueling fresh debate about the content of TV news. The show CBS broadcast, called 48 Hours Investigates, aired videotapes that a convicted rapist made of his own crimes. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
The rape trial of 39-year-old Andrew Luster is the stuff of tabloid journalism, handsome rich boy gone bad. Luster is the great-grandson of cosmetics magnate Max Factor. He lived in leisure by the beach in Southern California, clubbing, surfing, and as he told the CBS news program 48 Hours Investigates, enjoying women.
I love women. A number of women have shown their affection for me, and it's been fine up to July of 2000.
That's when a college student accused Luster of drugging, then raping her while she was unconscious. A police search of his house turned up videotapes he made of himself raping other sedated women. He went to trial in December. The tapes were the prime exhibit. In January, before he was found guilty, Luster jumped bail and is now a fugitive. But before he fled, he gave an interview to CBS. On Wednesday, CBS aired an hour-long special on the Luster case that included segments of his tapes.
The evidence is stunning.
I see something very sweet on my bed.
Because he recorded himself on videotape.
The use of the Luster tapes set off a small fury. Although the tapes were restricted by the judge to the trial, CBS appears to have gotten copies from Luster's mother, who thought they were footage of family outings. Mary Beth Carter, director of the National Alliance to End Sexual Violence, says the use of the videos seems titillating rather than journalistic.
Showing actual, you know, videotapes of the rape doesn't really further the educational aspect or knowledge aspects. It's an increased violation of the vulnerability of the victim.
During a week in which network news seemed as focused on Michael Jackson as on possible war with Iraq, an hour-long special about Andrew Luster on a news show angered some media observers.
The one factor that seems to be predominant is money, money, money.
Cindy Kennard, a former CBS correspondent and an assistant professor of journalism at University of Southern California, says there is a growing emphasis on ratings and cutting costs.
These stories are cheap. These stories are easy. They don't take teams of reporters and producers to work 6 months out of the year to dig up information and to check the accuracy of facts.
But Susan Zirinsky, executive producer of the program, says there is nothing unimportant about the Luster case.
This is a story that often gets swept under the rug, date rape.
Zirinsky says airing a portion of the Luster videos does serve a journalistic purpose.
Oftentimes in cases of sexual allegations, it's a he said, she said. And his contention had always been that these women were compliant, that it was consensual. And we felt really on behalf of the women that you had to set the record straight.
And Zirinsky says she used discretion. 48 Hours Investigates aired only the part where Luster explains what he's about to do. Behind him lays a girl in a dress, passed out on a bed, her face out of sight. A portion of that clip appeared in the show nearly a dozen times, teasing viewers with the possibility that they might see more.
48 Hours Investigates. Lust, lies, and videotape will continue.
Some may find the airing of the Luster tapes in bad taste, but there's nothing illegal about it. And the prosecutor for the Luster case says now the fugitive's face is known to millions of people. Meanwhile, the public can hear more about rape and murder when 48 Hours Investigates interviews Robert Chambers, the man convicted of killing Jennifer Levin in New York's Central Park. Or there's always ABC's upcoming jailhouse interview with actor murder suspect Robert Blake. Laura Seidel, NPR News.